Hi, I'm Henrik Edberg of the Positivity Blog, and this is How to Create a Great Day. In this recording, I will go through how I have created more consistently positive, effective, and great days in my everyday life, and how you can do the same. This is about doing things in a way that makes you feel good and with a minimum of stress during your working day, and about being able to go to bed at night and being satisfied with yourself and with your day. If there is just one thing I want you to remember from this audio session and apply to your day, it's this. Remember to keep things extremely simple. Just keeping that in mind and reflecting upon it when you do things or choose to not do things as you go through your day will make things so much easier and make your work and how you use your energy a lot more effective. Because we often overcomplicate our daily activities to various degrees and add a lot of unnecessary stress and suffering. By just reflecting on how you can do things in a simpler way, you can improve your days, weeks, and years in ways that you may not be able to see in your mind right now. Now, you can always do a few things to improve the day before the day even begins. You can start preparing before you go to bed at night. You can do so by making your lunch. Pack the leftovers of your lunch in a container and put it in the fridge. Just don't forget to put it in your bag tomorrow. You may even want to make an extra serving so that you can quickly heat up dinner when you get home tomorrow. Doing this tonight will save you a bit of time and possibly a bit of money. Packing your bag. This very simple habit can alleviate quite a bit of stress in the morning. If you pack your bag tonight, you don't have to run around in your house half-panicked tomorrow looking for your books or some important papers. On a related note, it's also useful to check that your keys are hanging where they should hang before you go to bed to avoid unnecessary stress. And then, go to bed and get enough sleep. How much that is, well, that's up to you. And it depends on how much you are affected by the amount of sleep you get. I need about 8 hours. Otherwise, I'll be foggy for much of the day. It may revert to old behavior patterns, such as negativity and low-level anxiety. It is important to be careful about these basic things and not go looking for tons of tips to replace them. What you need may just be something as simple and basic as more sleep. Now that the evening is out of the way, it's time to get enough sleep and to wake up to a new day. So how do you start your new day in the best way? Well, there are many different ideas about that, but for me, the most powerful start I have found so far is to use what I call a morning ritual or a morning routine. One of the reasons I like this so much is because one big problem for people is that they are inconsistent. Some days go really well, and some days don't. So how can you increase the number of positive and effective days? Well, just make sure that you have a good and consistent start to your day. And I do that by using a morning ritual. Why is it helpful to start your day with a specific morning ritual? Basically, what you do early in the day often sets the context for your day. As humans, we have a strong tendency to want to be consistent with what we have done before. That's one big reason why a bad start often leads to a bad day, and a good start often leads to a good day. I will now describe my current morning ritual, but you should of course design one that fits you the best, and also incorporate the area of your life that you focus on improving right now, as I mentioned in the Focus workbook that was included as another bonus when you bought The Power of Positivity. Use the workbook to create and write down your own morning routine. The first thing I do when I awake is to drink 1 or 2 glasses of water, because you get dehydrated after many hours of sleep, and because I find it to be a refreshing start to my day. Then I pull the blinds from my window and open a window to let in the sun and more fresh air. I eat my breakfast while reading, while watching something on my computer, and I drink a cup of green tea. Then I make my bed and I brush my teeth and tongue. If needed, I declutter for a few minutes. I put anything that is out of place back into its right place. I clean up my workspace so it's clean and organized. Basically, I center myself and get into an organized and productive mindset by doing these simple things to order and clean up my environment. It's also a good way to warm up for your day, to get out of a procrastinating mindset, and it makes it easier to consistently take the next step where I start doing the most important thing right now. So after doing those first few things, I move on to one of my most important tasks of the day. This gives me a good start to my working hours, and it incorporates my current focus on growing my business by working on a new article for my blog, a newsletter, or on a product like the one you are listening to right now for about an hour. Two nice side benefits of this is that it also tends me to put me in a creative headspace for most of the rest of the day. And by doing one of the most important and also often one of the most difficult things of the day as the first thing I do, the rest of the work that day tends to feel easier and lighter. I have also recently started working out after doing that first most important thing. I work out about 4 days per week and alternate between free weights on some days and bodyweight workouts for cardio on some days. These workouts are reasonably intense with little rest and usually last for about 30 to 35 minutes. For bodyweight workouts, I use the ones I got from Turbulence Training Program by Craig Ballantyne. You can find a review of that program on my website. My morning ritual is reasonably simple and it really improves my consistency. It lets me slip into the right mindset at the start of each day. I highly recommend coming up with your own ritual and using it every morning for 30 days. I'll end this section by adding a few suggestions for your morning ritual that I am not using right now, but that can be very helpful at the start of your day. Start small. To get from a state where you feel like just sitting on a chair and doing nothing much to one where you take action over and over, you can do this. Start small. Getting started with your biggest task and most difficult action may be too much and land you in procrastination land. So instead, start with something that doesn't seem so hard. One of my favorites is simply to take a few minutes to clean my desk. After that, the next thing doesn't seem so difficult to get started with, since I'm now in more of a take action kind of mode. Visualize. Just spend 5 minutes with your eyes closed and see how well things will unfold today and how good you will feel throughout it all. Meditate. Close your eyes for 5 minutes and just focus on your breathing, nothing else. This helps you to center yourself in the present moment and lets you release stress and overthinking. Learn. Spend 20 or 30 minutes on reading, listening to, or watching a personal development product, for example. This can inspire you, teach you new things, and be a nice kickstart to a positive and productive day. Set your social frame of mind. If you start your day by feeling social, then you'll feel like being consistent with that for the rest of the day. If you start out by being closed off and feeling guarded, then it becomes harder and harder to break out that shell as your day progresses. You can get yourself off to a good social start by, for instance, assuming rapport. This means that just before a meeting, you think about that you will be meeting a good friend. Then you'll naturally slip into a more comfortable, confident, and enjoyable emotional state and frame of mind. This works surprisingly well, even if you don't feel that social in the morning. In this next section, I'll address how to work. After you're done with your morning routine, you have a day of work ahead of you. So how does one best approach that? Well, there are many different opinions about that. But here's what I do and how I try to keep my work extremely simple. As I have already mentioned, I do one of my most important and often most difficult things first thing in the day. Before I get to that, I have checked my very short to-do list to see what needs to be done and to prioritize my items. I usually just have 2 or 3 items on my to-do list because then I have few things that can split my focus and it becomes easier to actually get the things I gain the most from done, rather than realize at the end of the day that I spend it by doing a lot of busy work that won't help me much in the end. So I highly recommend using a very short to-do list. I work like this. I spend 50 minutes totally focused on one thing and work on that. Then I take a 10 to 15 minute break. Then I head back in for another 50 minutes of focused work. After that, I take a longer break for maybe 30 to 40 minutes, or if it's time for lunch or dinner, I eat that for about an hour. You could also try to split up your time in smaller chunks, such as, for example, 25 minutes of work and then 5 minutes of rest. I believe this is called the Pomodoro technique. You can Google that term for more specific information on that way of doing things. I do prefer the longer chunks of time because it fits my creating better though. But try both and see what works best for you to focus and to get the results you want. I use my kitchen timer to set times for both my work and rest. But you can use the timer function on your cell phone, wristwatch, etc. It's a bit like being back in school with a bell reminding me how to alternate between work and rest. It may sound confining and too much like school to work like this, but by using my energy that way and focusing it on just one thing at a time, the thing that is most important, I can usually look back at my day at the end of it and know that I got the most important things done and that I don't feel stressed about filling it with a dozen busy work tasks. And you need to both use energy and focus, and you need to relax and rest to get the things done with the best quality you can muster. When you work, I recommend that you use a cone of silence. What that means is that I shut off my cell phone and that I don't use internet unless for what I'm writing. I turn off music or anything that is distracting. You may also want to add shutting the door to your office, for example. As best as you can, you create a cone of silence around you that allows you to just focus on one thing, the one thing you're working on right now, with the minimum of distractions. So I limit myself to be able to focus. I also expand this to other areas during my working hours. And so I just check my inboxes, websites, statistics, etc. once each day. This is a bit hard in the beginning, but it makes me more focused on my work and less stressed. If you're feeling distracted during a day and get lost in your inboxes or online somewhere, or if you don't know what you should be focusing on, then just ask yourself this question. What is the most important thing I can do right now? Then start or get back to working on that again. And be sure to use a written reminder that helps you to stay focused on what's important for you during your day. Mine is, keeps things extremely simple. But you can choose something that reflects what you're focused on right now, or your major goal. Then post that reminder in your surroundings, on your walls, fridge, cell phone, wallpaper and screensaver on your computer, and so on. This will help you to keep yourself on track. Another thing that really helps me is to be here now, to be present. When you're present, you're in this moment. Your thoughts aren't in the past or stuck in the future, or split between the two places and this moment. You're just here right now. Be present when you are doing your 2 to 3 most important tasks of the day. You will get a better result because you are totally focused on them. Be present when you are with your friends, family, or other people. You will enjoy the company a whole lot more if you're really there compared to if you're lost in thinking or lost in worrying about tomorrow. And they will enjoy your company a whole lot more too. How do you step into the present if you aren't already there right now? Well, try taking a few dozen belly breaths and only focus on your breathing in and out. Or just see, feel, hear and experience what's right in front of you right now for a minute or two and nothing else to reconnect with the present moment. In the final section of this recording, I will go into some things that you can do after working hours of your day are up. So have done your morning routine and after that alternated between focused work and rest to get your most important tasks done. Perhaps things went as planned, or perhaps life got in the way and you didn't get all the things done. That's okay. This is about consistency, not about trying to control your days so each and every one of them becomes perfect. That is an impossible goal and you'll just wind up feeling disappointed in yourself and in your life, even though you may have had a pretty good and productive day. So, what now? One thing that you can add to your evening is to just have fun with friends and family. This may, of course, seem stupidly obvious, but it's important to have fun with people. Besides it being a lot of fun, it's also very helpful to release pressure, stress and tension that can come from a hard day's work. It's a great form of active relaxation. If you feel your schedule is too packed for much of this, then schedule this in too. You need it. Another helpful thing is journaling for a few minutes at the end of the day. Here are a few reasons why. 1. To keep your memories and thoughts for the future. If your memory is anything like mine, it's probably pretty leaky. A journal is a good way to preserve your thoughts so they don't get lost somewhere in your mind. It's also a fun way to revisit the past and see all the good stuff you did or came up with but have forgotten along the way. 2. To relieve yourself from thoughts and tell someone, even if that may not be a person, about things. Just getting it outside of your own mind and writing it down can bring calmness and clarity to your mind. 3. To think things through. Journaling can also give you more structure in life, and it's a way to find focus and to think things through in a better way. It can help you identify patterns in your life that you may not see otherwise. It can help you to find solutions and opportunities in your challenge. One quick exercise that you can do if you use a journal or if you want to start using one is to appreciate 5 things about your world and your people, and 5 things about yourself in your journal each night. Write those things down in your journal and review those notes whenever you feel down about yourself or your world to change your perspective once again. By focusing on this each day and revisiting those notes, this can be a powerful help when you want to change how you view yourself and the world and people around you. Another fine way to use your evening time is to spend a bit of it to invest in yourself. For example, cut out a bit of TV. Do a bit of reading instead if you haven't added that to your morning routine already. But be careful with overreading. That is when you have a ton of ideas coming at you and you just use them as entertainment instead of picking a few tips up and actually putting them to use in your own life. Learn something that you have use for or you just have fun with. For example, take an evening class, learn a language, some new cooking skills or a dance. If you have an hour or so over every or every other night, you can spend it by investing in yourself. And then over time, you can make some real progress and in the long run, change your life in a radical way. And that is all my advice on this topic for now. I'm Henrik Edberg of the Positivity Blog, and I hope that the information in this recording will help you to create many great days.